Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour backyard blast-off. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Tacoma to Tampa, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How we doing, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us. Tis a Trash Tuesday. So what exactly is it that's bugging you? Let's take out the trash here. We've been doing it for years. We shall continue. Who is it? What is it that is irking you this morning? We'll do our trashes here on the show in about 35 minutes from now. We also welcome your trashes throughout the morning. Simply tweet at me, DA on CBS. That's DA on CBS. Also, you can dial us up on our toll-free line at 855-212-4CBS. Again, that phone number is 855-212-4227. Coming up this morning on the show, did the NCAA get it right? They reversed the Rich Paul rule yesterday. Major League Baseball releases its schedule. And you know, in this world, there are a few things that aggravate me more than Major League Baseball's inability to schedule itself and big games and big moments and highly anticipated matchups. And what do we have? Major League Baseball dropping next year's schedule in the middle of this one again. Oh, I have some thoughts. Also, Antonio Brown reportedly will attend Raiders camp today. Is the circus over for now? Alex Rodriguez has $500,000 worth of items stolen out of his car. What, you idiot? And we'll have Crystal Dunn join us here on the show. She's a member of the U.S. Women's National Team, World Cup champion. We'll talk to Crystal coming up in hour number three. All of that this morning on the show. But let's begin with the Dallas Cowboys, where differing reports have different numbers of what the Cowboys and Dak Prescott are negotiating over. We had Michael Lombardi, former NFL executive, tweet yesterday, over the weekend, in fact, that Dak Prescott had said no to more than $30 million a year. We talked about that yesterday. It's hard to envision many scenarios in today's NFL where Dak Prescott is a $30 million a year quarterback. As good as his win-loss record is, the two postseason appearances that he has had, it is still difficult to put Dak in that rarefied air as a QB at this point in his career, considering the Cowboys' offense primarily runs through Ezekiel Elliott in the offensive line. And if you put Dak Prescott on, say, the Jacksonville Jaguars, or you put him on, say, the Tennessee Titans, or Dak Prescott is the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, does that offense run very well? Is he enough to elevate a team from mediocrity or below mediocrity into a winner? Hard to say so at this point. But now Jane Slater, NFL Network, reports that Dak Prescott's camp is looking for $40 million a year. $40 million. Now, $40 million a year would make him by far the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Here are the numbers of the guys at the top. Russell Wilson is the highest paid quarterback with an average annual salary of $35 million. $35 million for Russell Wilson. Ben Roethlisberger is second at 34. Aaron Rodgers comes in third at 33. Carson Wentz and his new deal is at 32. Matt Ryan is at 30. Those are the $30 million a year quarterbacks. After that, it's Kirk Cousins, Garoppolo, Stafford, Derek Carr, Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, Tom Brady. These numbers according to SpotTrack.com. So the Dallas Cowboys, though, they feel like they're winners. They're one of the favorites to win the NFC East along with the Philadelphia Eagles. Jerry Jones hasn't been to a Super Bowl in 30 years. And the Cowboys absolutely love their stars. And they're willing, obviously, to negotiate because they've talked about openly negotiating with Zeke and Dak and Amari Cooper and wanting to keep them all there. Ultimately, is it possible that Dak Prescott is going to get nearly $40 million a year? Will the Cowboys cave? It is where we begin, your cold open.
When he came in to visit us before we drafted him, our coaches called him the Pied Piper. Everybody just followed him down the hall. He just had that aura about him. And it's that. It's his awareness. It's his alertness. And that's one of the reasons I think he's had his success. And that's why we're going to extend him.
I think my optimism, just that alone, allows me to put that in the back of my mind and not think about it. I know I've got a great team that's going to do a good job with that. And I'm confident in my agent and all the people handling that. Confident in the front office here of getting that done. So that's not my concern.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Obviously, that's Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott. Look, this is a tricky situation because there's no way Dak Prescott is worth $40 million a year. There's absolutely no way. There is no metric, no argument you can make that on the football field, Dak Prescott is worth more than every other quarterback in the NFL. However, as every young quarterback signs a new deal, much like every other position in the NFL, it continues to set the record of highest paid quarterback. I mean, is Russell Wilson the best quarterback in the NFL? Absolutely not. He's a really good one, but he's not the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's paid as though he was. So you've got to split the difference between what you're actually worth according to your peers, where you slot according to your peers, and bump that up. I don't think there's any way the Dallas Cowboys should set the record for highest paid quarterback with Dak Prescott. I'm sorry. I like Dak. I don't love Dak that much. I like Dak, but again, if there was no Ezekiel Elliott on the Cowboys, what is Dak Prescott's value? If the Cowboys don't have an awesome offensive line, an awesome ground game, and an awesome running back, what is Dak Prescott? I don't think he's anywhere near a top 10 quarterback in the NFL if you take all of those things away. In fact, even with those things, he's not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. How can you pay Dak as the highest paid quarterback in the league if he's not even the best player on his side of the ball on the Dallas Cowboys? So you have to find that happy medium where Dak's camp feels like they're high in terms of where recent contracts have been negotiated, but that they're not the absolute top of the Heat because they just, they can't feel that that's realistic. And for Dak Prescott, to me, if he's looking at an average annual salary somewhere around high 20s, low 30s, I think it's high, but it's reasonable in what this marketplace is. I mean, look, Kirk Cousins isn't really better than Dak Prescott, and Kirk Cousins makes $28 million a year, basically all guaranteed. I can see giving Dak in that zip code. That is not $40 million a year, and it's not even quite 30. But I can see giving him 28, 29, even 30 or 31. If he wants more than that, I mean, you guys got to tell him to take a hike. Because that's just unreasonable for what he brings to the table. Again, I like Dak Prescott, and I realize that every quarterback in it and every position player in this league wants to keep setting the record. But for the Cowboys, it's just no way you can possibly rationalize paying him more than every other quarterback out there based on what you need around him to win at that level. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well. DA on CBS. I mean, look, Nick Foles got an $88 million contract from the Jaguars. 4 years, $88 million. That's an average annual salary of $22 million a year. Does Dak Prescott deserve more than Nick Foles? Foles is older, but Foles is also more accomplished. And yes, you might think that Nick Foles is a system guy, but isn't Dak Prescott right now? I mean, the fact that there's that much separation, Foles gets $22 million a year, and Dak is looking for more than 30. Maybe, and he can't really think he's getting 40, but maybe he thinks he's getting into the mid-30s. That just seems unrealistic. Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money. Switching to Geico, geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Raymond's next up. He's in Indianapolis here on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, bud.
Hey, how you doing, big guy?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I think all of them are paid. Look what Minnesota gave Kirk Cousins. He hadn't won anything. He never even won a playoff game there. They're just going to keep pushing the bar because of potential. It's almost like the, you know, how the NBA does things. And as far as Russell Wilson is concerned, he's got paid for being a champion. You can never discount being a champion. Phillip Rivers may have some of these stats. He ain't even been to a Super Bowl. So I give Russell Wilson the pass because he is a champion. And when you become a champion, you get the spoils. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. Thanks for the phone call, Raymond. Yeah, I think that that's true. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks trust that Russell Wilson is the type of guy that can lead you back to a championship. I mean, obviously, it's a little dicey to say that Russell Wilson was the reason for that championship because that Super Bowl was so primarily focused around their defense. But undoubtedly, I mean, the Seahawks look at him as a thread to their championship days and trying to get back there again. And yeah, Wilson is far more decorated than Dak Prescott. I mean, again, there's kind of no world where you would believe that Dak Prescott is more valuable than Russell Wilson. At the quarterback position, are they overpaid? I mean, they're that important to your team's success, usually. But Dak's a different guy right now because they're not winning because of Dak Prescott primarily. They're winning with Dak Prescott, and that's a big difference when you're talking about the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, I heard Tiki Barber say yesterday here on CBS Sports Radio that this shows Dak's selfishness because he doesn't realize the bigger picture, that he wants it all himself and not give up enough money to build a winning team around him. And I think there's some truth to that. I don't necessarily know if I would call him totally selfish because you never know how much his agent is steering something like this and saying, well, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, we've got to do this to try to get the highest paid contract in the NFL or the most money we can out of them. I know where they stand. This is what we should do. You never quite know. But there is a little bit of not understanding the bigger picture if Dak is willing to go to these lengths to be paid at that level, because that level is just not reasonable for where he is in his career right now and where he ranks amongst his peers. So when we come back here on the show, the NCAA backtracks on the Rich Paul rule. Did they get it right? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Me and this man together are magical. Write a check, cut the damn check, boop, boop, and we can entertain America. If you want it, write the damn check. Write the damn check.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's almost football season, which means it's the return of Sunday morning football. Season number 4. Every Sunday morning, I break down what happened in college football the day before and preview an NFL Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio. 2-hour extravaganza, all pigskin all the time. And this year, we move it 1 hour later to be up against and lead into NFL pregame shows at noon Eastern time. So I'll be with you 10 a.m. until noon Eastern. 10 a.m. until noon Eastern every single Sunday right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
And you can also watch it at watchda.com, just like this show. The Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Taking a look at the one who got it done this week. Aristides Aquino. 2-run home run of the 8th inning last night. So Aquino makes history again during a 7-6 Reds loss of the Nationals. This guy's been in fuego. His 8th home run in 12 career games. That's a new Major League record. Rookie, 8 home runs. Now, he's 25 years old, but 8 home runs in 12 games. In the game since he was called up from AAA Louisville, Aquino is batting .429 with 16 RBIs. That means he has 8 home runs on 15 hits. This Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supply to keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it. Grainger.com.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute.
Wow.
It is a Trash Tuesday. So it is time to bring us your trashes, boys and girls. If you have something to trash, someone to trash, dial us up at 855-212-4227 or tweet at me, DA on CBS. Patrick tweets, I'm trashing the woman who cut my hair. In a business where you stand within breathing distance of your customers the whole time, do us a favor, use some mouthwash or pop a breath mint after you come back from polishing off your lunch. Hashtag dragon breath.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
That is just so heinous. Oof. Is there nothing worse than getting trapped in a conversation with somebody with just awful breath? You know, there's the ones where you can smell what they just ate, and that's not good. But the worst is the ones with the digestive problems. Oh, my. You're like, oh, that's an oven in my face. Oh, God. Oof. Oh, dear. Oh, that is just, that is reprehensible. That is wretched. Okay, so the NCAA walks back the Rich Paul rule. This good or bad? Well, we've talked a lot about this since last week because it kind of became a big deal when LeBron James and Kevin Hart and others start tweeting about it. And if you're not up to speed on this, the NCAA issued a new set of restrictions, regulations around being an agent. If you wanted to represent a college athlete going to the NBA, in this case right now, we're not quite at the point where it's high school players of the NBA, but that'll come soon enough. What they wanted was you had to be in good standing with the NBAPA, the Players Association, for 3 consecutive years. So you have to be certified by the NBAPA. You had to have a personal liability insurance for your clients. And the new one was, they said you have to have a 4-year degree, a bachelor's degree. And many people thought that this was targeted at Rich Paul because Rich Paul represents LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and others. Rich Paul came from a disadvantaged background, did not go to college, grew up in a difficult part of Cleveland, befriended LeBron, and now has kind of been at the forefront of shifting all the player power in the NBA to the player instead of the organizations. And we've seen stories of how Rich Paul kind of controls what's happening within the Lakers. Rich Paul advised Anthony Davis to demand a trade midway through last season, holding the Pelicans hostage, and that the NBA doesn't like somebody like Rich Paul empowering his clients. He took Darius Bazley, who is a Syracuse commit, and said, well, instead of playing college, let me get you an internship at New Balance. You'll make money there, however that works, and then you can skip playing college altogether, or skip playing overseas, and then re-enter the NBA draft 1 year later. He was drafted 23rd overall this year in the NBA draft. He's a member of the Thunder. So undoubtedly, the NBA is leery on Rich Paul and the shifting of the power to the player. That part, I don't care about. That part, to me, the player should have the control in this case, because of the NBA, a player controls so much of your potential, so much of your future. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, in one fell swoop, took the Toronto Raptors from losers to champions. That's it. That was only Kawhi Leonard. Certainly, Masai Ujiri did some other good things. Nick Nurse was the right hire, I guess. I mean, I kind of feel like Kawhi Leonard could have won with Dwayne Casey as well. And making trades, you know, Marc Gasol ended up paying dividends, but ultimately that's all Kawhi Leonard. And LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard and guys of that stature, they control whether you win or lose. So why wouldn't they have more power than ever before? I, though, am a huge proponent of education, an enormous proponent of education, and I realize that the way our country's educational system is set up is ridiculous. It's broken. There's no reason. It is so unbelievably stupid that we charge our young people and our young people's families an arm, a leg, and their firstborn to get an education, to get a college education. It is so broken. The way that universities are set up, the way that the American collegiate university system, educational system is set up, to charge young people 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 grand a year for 4 years, to have them walk out with unbelievable, inconceivable debt is so stupid. And it holds us back. It holds us back as a country that we do not help our people get educated as much as they want to get educated without basically, you know, putting themselves in dire financial straits forever, pushing plenty of people away from ever doing it. So a guy like Rich Paul that says, I just simply can't afford going to college, I totally understand that. Totally. I mean, I needed financial aid. I was one of three children, and my parents said, look, you don't have to do anything for us except you got to graduate college. Doesn't matter what college you graduate, you must graduate college. It's the only thing we ask of you. Well, that puts a financial stress on the family and each individual child, but it was mandatory in my household. You had to do it. So I put an enormous amount of weight on education. Now, it doesn't mean you have to go a traditional route of a four-year school and get a certain degree, but it does mean that putting our young people in positions where they are better served to support themselves and others and the society as a whole should be a priority. So what Rich Paul is doing here is calling out the fact that, hey, man, there are a lot of people in this country, black, white, brown, yellow, plenty of different backgrounds that just can't afford this. And I totally get that. So walking this back is the NCAA admitting, okay, we might have made a mistake there by excluding a number of people that just can't get a four-year degree that want to have a career. I mean, nobody says you got to have a four-year degree to go into a million other walks of life. But what the NCAA did here that was stupid, again, was that they didn't find a middle ground solution. They just were like, oh, you know what? Yeah, I guess we were wrong on that. We'll pull that back. The middle ground solution is supporting young people that can't go to college to help them go to college or to help them get an education in what they want to do. If you want to represent a college athlete transition to the NBA, it shouldn't be, well, if you can afford a four-year philosophy degree, that's good enough. No, it should be, we will place you at a university level. We will create coursework or some type of mini major or some type of specialization, and we will support you getting that education. And then with your first contract, you know, you can somehow pay back into the academic institution that we got it from, or the program, or what have you. It could be deferred until you do end up as a professional and you're certified, or just taking the NBA's millions, billions, and the NCAA's billions and saying, we will support a program that everybody is welcome to if this is the path that they want to walk. It shouldn't be that Rich Paul has to go into the NBA and either have a four-year degree or not. It should be that it's not necessary to have a four-year degree, because we will have a different program available to everybody that we will support, that we will financially support if this is what you want to do. But it's like nobody wants to create that support system. Say what you want about LeBron James, ego, arrogance, lack of self-awareness, his politics if you don't agree with it, whatever. The greatest thing LeBron James ever did was that he created a school where if you graduate from this high school, you get a free college education at the University of Akron. You know how valuable that is? How valuable it is to take young people from places that college is not realistic and nobody in their family has ever gone, and say you get a free one at a good school. Now you've got to do A, B, and C. In my high school, in my grade school, you got to keep these grades up. You got to do these projects. You got to stay in good standing. But that's the way this should work. But instead, of course, the NCAA just said, you know what? I guess we were wrong here. You know what? I guess we were wrong here. That doesn't help things either. Incentivize young people to be educated. Incentivize them to find their path. Incentivize them to want to be great in something that they feel passionate about. Find ways to support them instead of making it impossible and just saying, okay, find your own way. When we come back here on the show, Trash Tuesday, we will take your trashes here at 855-212-4227 and your tweets at DA on CBS. And our trashes are straight ahead. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
You are a giant pile of trash.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want it on record that Will Brinson from CBSSports.com was not talking about me there. I do want that on public record. Full episodes of The Da available. Radio.com, the Radio.com app, iTunes at CBSSportsRadio.com, and all places podcasts are available.
A giant pile of trash.
Plus, tell your smart speaker to listen to CBS Sports Radio, and you can find The Da that way.
You know you did, Damon!
Trashes are coming in now on Twitter. The DA Illuminati tweets, DA, we would like to trash Juan Meraz for soiling himself in a lazy river. Not only to the people of the wall.
Sanitation just arrived.
Okay, so number one, he's not co-captain. Okay, there is only one leader of this, because if we let him have co-captainship, he would drive this right into an asteroid. Number two, I touched on this story last week in the PGP with him, but side B was excellent. Adriana from Boise, who is a longtime listener, she is a wonderful tweeter, and we got to meet her when we went to Boise last fall. She turned the tables on him on side B and peppered Meraz with questions, and it's a great listen. I really enjoyed it. I mean, Adrian is really smart, really funny, really cool. I loved it. And she said, give me the details on this. The first question out of the shoot, what happened? And the details on this are so gross that I'm not going to go over them here. I would push you over to the PGP. But after hearing that, I am even less confident of Mraz's ability to be a father.
Anus.
He is out today, but I'm at a loss. This is a man that decided to rinse himself in a lazy river. And he's going to have a child in December. He's going to be responsible for another human being. I tell you, I really tell you. I have no idea how this is going to turn out, but I have to assume really poorly. Really, really, really poorly.
We should be able to be freely slob then.
Freely slob. Yeah, you know you did, Damon.
You know you did, Damon!
He's just an intellectual and maturity-wise a nightmare.
I'll drop dead! I will drop dead without those burritos!
You gotta do what you gotta do to get by to get by.
Aaron tweets, my daughter got in the car for her first day of third grade today, and she said, let me guess, Dad, we're going to listen to that Mothership show on the radio. I laughed and said, you're not wrong. Hashtag raising them right. To Aaron's daughter on the first day of third grade, thanks for being with us. This is the worst show to listen to in advance of advancing your education. We are really glad that your dad decided on us. Okay, we are really, really glad. Okay.
Oh, valid point.
I just wanted it in my mouth all week long.
Okay, let's clean it up for the third graders.
I didn't hit anything.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That is definitely the wrong button that I just pressed here. I think that that's the mothership sputtering in the back. Backfired.
Ran out of gas.
That's right, yeah. Okay, let's get to your trashes. Let's get to our trashes.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday. My favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Connor Green, a diaper de-alien in for Mraz today. Who are you trashing?
All right, today I'm trashing dancing. So I went to a wedding over the weekend, and it was great, and I'm so happy for my cousin.
You sound it.
But there's one thing that I hate about all weddings, not just this one, and it's the dancing. I go to a wedding to have a few drinks and to celebrate the couple, not to embarrass myself publicly. Here's a list of things I'd rather do than dance.
Okay.
I'd rather stand in line at a grocery store than dance. Uh-huh. I'd rather sit on a hot, crowded subway than dance. And I'd rather pay for Mraz's dinner than dance, even though it might send me into massive debt.
Yeah.
Me dancing at a wedding is like asking an unathletic kid to shoot a three-pointer with everybody watching, 100 people watching, like, oh, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. No, I can't, and I won't. The wedding was a great time. I couldn't be happier for them. But I think it's time to ban dancing from all celebrations moving forward.
Trash them.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Connor Green, so white. I mean, just the whitest guy ever.
Just no rhythm at all. I refuse to do it.
You just want to ban dancing for everybody ever.
Just want to stand there, drink my beer, and look happy. No dancing.
Definitely dances like Mr. Bean.
Yeah. All right, Pete the Body Bellotti, who are you trashing?
Well, I am trashing jump to conclusions guy or girl.
Okay.
I'm getting really tired of it, especially with the Tom Brady story with the house. Maybe he just wants to sell the house. I mean, have you ever thought about that? Every day, it's the person that always comes up to you, and you always know whenever you say something, it's going to lead to conclusions. Like, oh, I'm going to the store. Oh, well, why are you going to the store? You know why you're going to the store, right? There's something going on at home. You know, it's always that conclusion. Always that person looking for the drama. Get them out.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Had it.
Maybe Tom Brady just wants to sell his house. Maybe he's just sick of the basement at this point in time. Just
we had a lot of flooding. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
Bad pipes. He wants an island, maybe?
Those open nine concept. Bathrooms.
Wants to put in a kitchen island and doesn't have the space for that. You know, suddenly you got to sell the house. Brad Heller, who are you trashing?
Well, Connor mentioned the crowded subways, the crowded hot subways. Imagine standing on one next to someone who brings a bulky bicycle on.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing?
Oh, I hate that.
What are you doing?
I hate
okay,
that.
Great. You're wearing your biker's outfit. You got your helmet attached to your book bag and a fancy water bottle. Ride the bike. What's the point of getting on the subway? I mean, I'm taking the subway one stop to my favorite ice cream shop.
Because you don't have a bike.
Because I'm lazy. What are you bringing a bike on the subway for? That's the point of the bike. Go ride the bike. I got to smell this guy and also contort my body so I can avoid getting hit with the handlebar because he's got to bring a bike on the subway. Use it. What's it for?
Trash him.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Speaking of the subway, we all have this kind of commonality here. It's just the worst place on earth. I am trashing the woman on the subway that was eating something with her fingers and dipping her whole fingers into her mouth. You know, when you eat something, especially in public, you are supposed to eat it off of your digits, okay? It should not be the digits are in your mouth. And she was sticking her entire fingers and thumb all the way into her mouth and licking it as it came out. And I was so disgusted. Obviously, this is on a subway where you're touching an inordinate amount of germs and bacteria and other people's lice. And it's just, you've got bike guys and hot, awful, sweaty, no AC, everything. And people are just sticking their fingers all over the poles and the seats and everything, the doors. But now she is taking something out of a bag and sticking it in her mouth with her whole finger and licking the finger as it came out. I said, oh God, I am going to vomit. Trasher.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
The first lady of Trash Tuesday, Courtney, is on the line here. Good morning, Courtney. Who are you trashing?
Hey, DA. I actually have a couple, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right. First, I'm actually trashing people who use the phone voice, like that really fake, girly, high-pitched voice that comes from basically my shrew of a coworker every time she picks up her office phone.
Okay.
The second one, I'm trashing when you forget your password to an online account, and then even more trash when you try to reset it, and it says you can't reset it with the same password you already tried.
Right, yeah.
And then when you try to reset it again, it's the overly complicated password that requires like 20 characters, letters, symbols, special characters, and the blood of your unborn child. I've also got kid toys that are so heavily packaged, you basically need a machete and the jaws of life just to open a Barbie. And then finally, just foot blisters. They're the worst.
Trash them all.
Stinky debris.
Get them out.
Oh, that's so good.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Get them out.
Courtney is the first lady of Trash Tuesday for a reason. Need a machete to get out the children's toys. Also, she's right about these passwords. I mean, now, I mean, I know that there's a lot of stealing identity on the internet, but it went from like my first password for my email address could have been like bear2, cat4. Great. Now it's like, well, we're going to need uppercase, lowercase, multiple digits, a symbol, and no word that has ever been associated with your name, your address, where you work, any account ever. You're like, there's no more words left. I don't know. It used to be cat4. I don't understand. Why are you killing me like this?
And then she forgot another one. When you change the password and you can't change it because the site shuts down.
Right, yes.
For an error.
You're right, exactly.
What happened to good old 654321, which my dad often uses for everything?
Hope you change it now.
Or 123456.
Right, which was taken, so we just went backwards.
Paul tweets, I am trashing you, DA, for your rash of four-day work weeks lately. Think you can put in a solid 15 hours a week on the air? Hashtag asking for a friend.
Stinky debris.
So this is coming to a quick conclusion here. The Bourbon Bell and I were... We did not have any plans to take a long vacation. So there was no week-long vacation, no two-week-long vacation. So instead of that one full week off, I said, well, I'll take those 5 days. I'll make them five Fridays, that I have 5 3-day weekends instead. So that has worked to a certain degree, but I think people are on to me now. They're very upset. So I will not see you this Friday. I'm off this Friday. But as soon as Labor Day hits, well, even before Labor Day, I'm here for the good long duration of everything. When we come back, your trashes and MLB scheduling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.